You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from the Limestone County Children's Advocacy Center, as I have Christina Bauscher with me. She is the Community Awareness Coordinator here at the Limestone Child Advocacy Center. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Christina.
Or thank you. Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you. You gave me a tour of this facility. I think it's great. I'm thinking about the children who are benefiting from this. The many people that I met that are part of your team, looks like you have a great team here at the center to help these young people.
Yeah, I mean, we've gone through a lot over the last couple of years just with COVID and everything, but we're back and we're up and running and we're ready to go, ready to help out the kids and the families in the community.
Absolutely. Christina, share your background and why you have a passion for this work with children.
So I started here as an intern back in 2020, and then we all know what happened in the spring of 2020. So I kind of got stalled out as far as my internship went, but I still continued to work here just helping out any way I could. And I started with a fundraiser in the fall of 2020. It was a drive-in fundraiser. And through that, I really loved the people here and I loved what they were doing for the community. And I just, you know, I thought, well, I'll just volunteer my time until I finish school. And then upon that, Becky was like, hey, you want a job here? So I said, yeah, couldn't turn that down.
And when we speak about the community and the importance of having an advocacy center for these children. Earlier this week, I was in Bessemer. I was talking to the Clay House Children's Advocacy Center and discussed what they do to support these children who have gone through major trauma. They've gone through some really difficult times, and offering that support so that those children can get through that trauma and be able to function beyond in their teenage years, their adult years, and have successful and productive lives. Right. So important.
Right, it is. And, you know, with our CAC, we offer, you know, various services, and they're all free of charge. So I think that's one way that we can help out these kids and family by not burdening them by an additional cost for, you know, something that they need.
And you work closely with law enforcement in the community and the district attorney's office and others who are in the legal system.
Right.
So, and you're really an intermediate between them, a mediator between the two?
Yeah, so we work within a multidisciplinary team. So our center, as well as DA's office, DHR, law enforcement, we all work together to, you know, help streamline this process and make it as comfortable for the kids and their family as possible.
And when you work with law enforcement and you're helping them, you're supporting, you are here to support the children and who else?
And their non-offending family members.
So the legal system puts them here, or do they find you independently and say, we need an advocate because we have a problem here, or DHR sends them over? How does that work?
So what's supposed to happen is if when a report is made to either DHR or law enforcement, the report is made and they're supposed to be referred here to do the forensic interview first. So that way the child isn't being questioned multiple times and having to relive the trauma by telling their story over and over again. The forensic interview is supposed to be a non-leading, unbiased interview for the child to just tell their story one time. And then upon that, that's when other agencies can kind of discuss where the case will go, I guess you can say.
Let's talk about the resources that are available here. As a child comes in with a trauma, what is the first step, the second step, third step, so on, for that child through that process?
So the first step would be a forensic interview. And once that's conducted, we will then, I guess, kind of staff the case and see what the needs are for the child and the family. And then if we agree upon it, or the counselor thinks it's for the best, she'll provide trauma-focused therapy. So the child will come in for counseling, and Kaylee will do her thing as far as therapy services go. We also provide victim advocacy, so our victim advocate will help kind of navigate through the legal process and, you know, finding resources for the family members, you know, depending on what their needs are.
Have you been here long enough to see some success stories?
So I'm almost on my 2-year anniversary coming up this summer, but we did have a case that went through trial and it ended up being successful. And I think that the client felt happy with the results of that. So yeah.
How about long-term support for these children? I know that there are counseling resources here, but if a child has come here and they bond with an individual here and they like to talk to that person, how long can they benefit from the resources of the Child Advocacy Center?
I think as long as the child has been seen here once, they can always call back. You know, if they need more support or just need to talk, I think we're always available.
Because counseling is not cheap.
No, it is not.
And as a person has to take that out of pocket, a lot of times they'll make the decision to not go to therapy, to not have a counselor. And children, especially when they've gone through those traumas and they're looking for someone maybe in their teenage years to talk to, and they can't afford to go.
Right.
And they don't have parents and caretakers who can afford to send them. And so that's an unfortunate situation if they don't have that resource and have qualified counselors, psychologists, psychiatrists, whatever they need for their therapy in their life.
Right. And so, and you know, no matter what, we offer the therapy services free of charge. Like, that's always, you know, a standard for us, is we don't charge for these services.
I could see where the children could easily connect with some of you here and want to have you be part of their lives moving forward.
Right. And we want to be part of their lives, you know, and help make everything as comfortable and safe as possible. That's our goal, is to make a child feel safe.
Now, as far as funding goes, how is the Advocacy Center financially supported?
So we get most of our grants through government grants, and then just whatever fundraising events that I come up with.
And we have some fundraising events coming up, and I want to talk about that in the next segment as we talk about connecting with North Alabama CASA. Mm-hmm. I've done shows with Shoals CASA, Heather Begley. I've enjoyed those conversations to learn more about CASA and them being children advocates, being advocates for those young people in the court system. I actually went to a ceremony last week where they had inducted new volunteers for CASA. Mm-hmm. And so more advocates for these children. The amount of children that need advocates is amazing. There are so many children who need that resource and that service, and sadly there aren't enough volunteers for the amount of children that are out there who need advocates.
Right.
But North Alabama CASA, I'm sure, like Shoals CASA, and statewide and in the region and in the country, as they're working, they're trying to find these volunteers, they're trying to get those resources for the children to have that special advocate in the court system. And it's so important that we recognize organizations like North Alabama CASA.
Right. And I think I was looking up today, in 2021, there were over 11,000 reports of child abuse. And even in the last fiscal year for Limestone County, we had a 36% increase in forensic interviews. So, I mean, there's definitely a need for advocacy for children and support.
Any idea where that increase is coming from?
Well, Limestone County is the fastest growing county in the state of Alabama. So, I mean, my guess is with the exponential growth, we're going to see an increase in numbers. Also, I mean, just we have a really good relationship with DHR and law enforcement. So I think just that helps build trust, so that a way the numbers are, the reports are coming in. So the forensic interviews are going to happen more, I think.
And as far as advocacy centers for children in Limestone County, this is it.
Yes, we are the only agency.
Mm-hmm. Incredible. And so you take on a large workload with that increase and already what was there.
Mm-hmm. And then just this year, basically we've held a forensic interview every business day that we've been open, essentially. So it doesn't stop.
Wow. Wow, incredible. And so having your passion for this work, your background, the love that you have for this, I know that that is helpful to have people who are passionate about this type of work. You can't come in here and not care about these children and those who aren't the offenders that you're dealing with to try to help them navigate through this. It is a labor of love, like I said earlier, even like the Mark White Show, because we go and we continue to move forward and do what we have to do, even though sometimes the situation can be so difficult and it can be tasking to our own minds as to what these young people, these children are dealing with.
Right. And I think, you know, it is a labor of love, and it is hard sometimes, but we all love each other and we worked really well together. So I think that helps immensely, like being in this field and everything.
Right now, folks, I'm coming to you from the Limestone Children's Advocacy Center in Limestone County, Alabama, with Christina Bauscher. Glad to have her on the program today to talk about this effort here in Limestone County, Alabama. And if you'll stick with us, let's talk about how you can support this effort, fundraising that's taking place, and how you connect with the Limestone County Children's Advocacy Center. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, The Story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I'm on location in Limestone County, Alabama at the Limestone County Children's Advocacy Center. And I have with me Christina Bauscher. Glad to have her on the program today. Community outreach coordinator.
Yeah.
Terminologies to get the word out to the community to let them know what you need to help move this effort forward, correct?
Right.
So you've been here again how long?
I'm coming up on my two-year anniversary.
2 years. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And you also help to create fundraising ideas for this effort to come up with ways that the community can support.
Right. And I just come up with an idea, and luckily our director just kind of supports me and says, all right, go for it. Because, you know, we won't know unless we try it, right?
Right. So we have Saturday, a motorcycle ride.
Yes.
How did that come to pass?
It's just something that the director has always wanted to do. So last year, we just kind of put it together. It was small, but we're working on growing the ride, and hopefully it'll grow into something really big and really great in the upcoming years.
I walked into the room, and there was a little dog getting fitted for a what looked to be a leather
a motorcycle
jacket.
Cut, yes.
Let's talk a little bit about this dog that's here. We didn't talk about that in the first segment,
right.
But you have a very helpful asset in this animal.
Yes. So Harper is our canine advocate. She's actually the director's dog, and she's a Aussie Sheltie mix. So she has her own trainer. Her name's Elizabeth, and she comes in and works with the kids during their therapy session. So whether that's just playing a game like Uno or reading books with the kids, I mean, she's obviously the superstar of the CAC, so.
Very nice.
Everybody loves her.
Playing Uno.
Yeah.
What was the other game that Becky said? Connect Four?
Yeah.
I'm not sure how that happens, but the dog apparently can play games with children.
Yes, and read books, so.
And read books. That's great.
Yeah, but yeah, like I said, she's the star of the CAC, and you know, if she's not here when people come in, they're like, oh man, like so disappointed.
So how long have you been working on this motorcycle ride fundraiser?
Oh, I mean, since last year. It takes a while to get everything prepared, and even though this is our motorcycle ride, Bikers Against Child Abuse is an organization out of Coleman that we've been working with, and they've just kind of helped us with the logistics side because I don't ride a motorcycle.
Me either.
Yeah. So they, some of their group members have helped do the route and everything for us. So they've been a great organization to work with.
That's terrific. And any other fundraising efforts if somebody doesn't ride a motorcycle?
Yeah, in the fall, wintertime, we have our silent auction. I think we try to do it the weekend before Thanksgiving. So we always have tons of great items up to bid on, and that is one of our big fundraisers in the wintertime, fall wintertime.
Let's talk about this connection between Limestone County Children's Advocacy Center and North Alabama CASA, mm-hmm. this partnership.
Right, so I mean, we work within child maltreatment, so sometimes we'll have CASA members come in just to watch forensic interviews to kind of go over what the child had disclosed and, you know, why they're probably needing a CASA member to help them out. But April is Child Abuse Prevention Month, and CASA came up to us and said, hey, let's do a fundraiser and, you know, try to help spread awareness for what the month is about and try to raise funds for both of our centers.
Very good. And who's the director of North Alabama CASA? Do you remember?
I don't know the director, but we have been working with Austin Pike.
Okay.
She's the one that helped coordinate this fundraiser.
Excellent. And North Alabama CASA, Limestone County Advocacy Center, as you mentioned, working with the CASA volunteers, with those who are supporting these children as advocates.
Mm-hmm.
So important that people understand what CASA does, the advocates, because we've tried to gain more financial support for CASA mm-hmm. through the Mark White Show and let people know that they can be a volunteer, that they can support that effort too. How about people who are also supportive of Limestone County Advocacy Center and maybe volunteering or helping? Is there any opportunities there?
So we have volunteer opportunities throughout the year. I think the best way is to just email me or call up here at the center, and we'll just get you on a list so that way when opportunities come out, we can send out an email if that person is interested or not.
Very good. Yeah. What is the email?
It's C Bowsher, so CBOWSHER at limestonecac.org.
And then they can follow on Instagram.
Yes.
Limestone_CAC.
Right.
Facebook?
We have Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn.
Oh,
we got it all.
TikTok. Who's yeah. involved with that?
Oh, Harper, obviously. She is the star of TikTok.
I'm finding more and more of these nonprofits are getting into TikTok and finding their way
right.
into TikTok.
It's just the direction social media is heading in, so.
Yeah. Well, how can listeners support financially? What can they do to send some money, a check? How do they do that to contribute?
So we have a link set up on our web page, and there's various ways to help. So we have an Amazon wish list. You can donate for Harper's funds. She always needs new stuff.
Yeah, right.
So there's a web page that kind of lays out different ways to donate to, and then there's a link that they can go to that'll let them donate online. And if they want to come by and write us a check, we'll, we're here.
Great. Yeah. And I do want to mention Mazda Toyota.
Yes.
Toys that they have contributed through their toy drive. Very
yes.
important.
So Mazda Toyota manufacturing facility, we were approached 2 years ago by Jessica Luther, and she was like, hey, I have this idea, like, let's see if we can get some toys for the kids. And I was like, all right, that sounds great. So they did it the first year, and then last year they arrived with their toy donations in an 18-wheeler. I mean, there were, I think, 1,400 toys that were donated.
Wow.
So it's definitely growing, and we appreciate it so much, because even with that, we had numerous families come in, and we just let them basically shop for Christmas for their kids. So it was really, really helpful. And I mean, just watching these families come in and just how like appreciative they were, it was really great.
Very nice. With my background as a law enforcement officer, I know what some of these families don't have.
Mm-hmm.
And to have something like that for a child to be able to go and pick out toys and to have some things that otherwise they don't have in their home.
Right.
So important mm-hmm. for them to be able to have that enjoyment.
Right. And then even with the toys that we had left over, once a child is finished with their forensic interview, we let them go back and either pick out a stuffed animal or a toy afterwards. And it's just, their eyes are as big as saucers when they see all those toys lined up. So it's really great.
Christina, I appreciate you inviting me to come to be able to talk to you here at the Limestone County Children's Advocacy Center. I hope that people listening will want to support this effort and even consider those outside of the area in their own community finding their CASA, finding their advocacy center for their children, and decide to support this effort. I mentioned the other day on my show that the biggest way to help change the world is to help a child.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that. I think that if we can help turn around some of these traumas, some of these experiences that the children have, and let them know that we care, that we're in their corner, that we're here to support them, that that can alter their life. I know that my grandparents altered my life by mm-hmm. taking me in as a 9-year-old, and it changed my trajectory, and that can happen for other children too.
Oh, right. And you know, it can be as something as little as just using your voice to help advocate for a kid, and it can make all the difference for them.
Absolutely. Christina Bauscher, thank you for joining me here on the
thank
Mark White
you.
Show today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like the folks at the Limestone County Children's Advocacy Center, and I hope that you will decide to support this effort. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and go ahead and share the show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Special kind of hero, hero. No ordinary hero. Talking about a hero. Special kind of hero. There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month, where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. With over 19 vitamins and minerals, pecans are a nutritional powerhouse. And just like with any produce, you want the freshest pecans possible for all that nutritional goodness. Shop with the Alabama Pecan Company for the best quality in raw pecans, fresh pecan oil, fresh pecan butter, and so many delicious snacks. Shop online at alabamapecanco.com or stop and visit them in their Mercantile and Cafe located on Highway 87 South in Sampson, Alabama. That's the Alabama Pecan Company. Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
People who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.